Medrano's Cave. This building has modern and functional characteristics as well as traditional architectural features from La Mancha. Indoors, it houses the famous Medrano's Cave. According to the Cervantine tradition, this is the place where Cervantes was imprisoned and started to write Don Quixote. Besides the cave, you can also visit an art exhibition whose author is Gregorio Prieto, a famous artist from Valdepeñas, consisting of 17 paintings related to 17 topics, a modern Corral de Comedias, which was an ancient type of theatre, several busts representing characters of Don Quixote, carved by the local sculptor Cayetano Hilario, the public library called Cervantes Library, and the tourist office. It's known that the house belonged to the influential Medrano family at the beginning of the 17th century. As the house was said to be Don Quixote's birthplace, it aroused interest and was purchased by the infant Don Gabriel de Borbón, prior of the Order of San Juan, for cultural purposes. After the infant's death in 1875, the house was inherited by the widow princess Lady Maria Cristina de Borbón. In 1905, the year of the third centenary of the first part of Don Quixote, the building caught fire and was nearly brought to ruins. A one-floor building was rebuilt over these ruins. In 1970, the house was handed over to the town hall and rated as a monument of historical and artistic interest. Nowadays, it's an asset of cultural interest. In 1990, due to the continuous damage of the building, restoration was planned and done, giving it its present appearance. The new building was opened in 1994 on the 23rd of April, the commemorative date of Cervantes' death. Down into the cave. As we said before, the importance of this building especially lies on its cave. This modest and rustic cave is the place where tradition spots the cell where Cervantes conceived his immortal Don Quixote and makes it a secular sanctuary of Spanish Golden Age literature. This old tradition dates back to the times when Cervantes himself, despite his will of not remembering the protagonist's birthplace, highlighted the place of his imprisonment by mentioning it in the preface of his book. ¿Qué podrá engendrar el estéril y mal cultivado ingenio mío, sino la historia de un hijo seco, avellanado, antojadizo y lleno de pensamientos varios y nunca imaginados de otro alguno? Bien como quien se engendró en una cárcel donde toda incomodidad tiene su asiento y donde todo triste ruido hace su habitación. The mention of the academics of Argamasilla, whose sonnets and epitaphs conclude the first part of Don Quixote, is especially remarkable. The reasons for Cervantes' imprisonment are not well known. Cervantine biographies admit a gap in the years before the publishing of Don Quixote. Some of them think the reason was that Cervantes had made a flirtatious remark to one of the ladies in the village, who was a relative of Don Rodrigo's, the cacique of the village. Others agree, without turning down this traditional theory, that Miguel de Cervantes was in the area collecting some things which were the taxes at that time for the priory of San Juan. As a result, he made enemies with the powerful people of the village. Whatever the case might be, due to his stay in Argamasilla, Cervantes might have met Don Rodrigo de Pacheco, a deranged nobleman, and he could have used him as a model for his protagonist. Later, we will have the chance to meet this nobleman contemplating the painting in San Juan Bautista's church. Over the years, Medrano's Cave has welcomed the visits of important personalities from all over the world. In 1863, the printer Manuel Rivadeneira moves part of his printing house to the inside of the cave and publishes his famous Quijote de Argamasilla. The famous playwright and member of the Royal Spanish Academy, Juan Eugenio de Hasenbusch, wrote the preface and commented on this work, confirming that Cervantes' prison was located in this place. En aquel tenebroso encierro, en aquel angustiado cofre de cal y canto, concibió la fecunda mente de Cervantes la idea vastísima, triste alguna, regocijada casi siempre de su Don Quijote. In 1905, the year of the third centenary of Don Quixote, the house welcomes numerous distinguished personalities. For example, Azorín, the writer, who made a record of it in his work La Ruta de Don Quijote, and the poet Rubén Darío, who also published an extensive article about Argamasilla in La Nación, a Buenos Aires newspaper. The commemoration of the fourth centenary of the first part of Don Quixote in 2005 attracted well-known personalities from the world of culture. A visit of importance was that of Mario Vargas Llosa, Nobel Prize literature winner, who wrote in the Book of Honor that it seemed evident that Argamasilla was the place Cervantes didn't want to remember. Parece que es evidente que es Argamasilla de Alba el lugar de la Mancha, del cual Cervantes no quiere acordarse. In March 2015, the Royal Spanish Academy holds one of its extraordinary sessions in Argamasilla to honor Cervantes. This event coincided with the fourth centenary of the second part of Don Quixote and the third centenary of the foundation of the Academy itself. We come back to the patio again and go upstairs to visit Gregorio Prieto's gallery. We use the spiral staircase on the left. On March 12, 1968, Gregorio Prieto, a painter from Valdepeñas, chose Medrano's cave to create Gregorio Prieto Foundation and sign its articles of incorporation. He donated the 17 works you can contemplate at this place. This collection is a sample of his art and all the styles he cultivated, avant-garde paintings where he uses different techniques, materials and styles, oil painting, India ink, collage. The topics are mainly Cervantine, although he also includes typical characters and places from Argamasilla. Some of the exhibited paintings are lithographies which belong to the last period of the painter. This period is characterized by the Baroque turbulence as regards forms and colors, and shows the passion of this painter when creating. But opposite this chromatic and formal violence, we also find the freshness and lyricism that always characterized the work of this great artist from La Mancha. We leave the building and take the first turning on the right, Capitán Sánchez Alcántara Street.